election.
Thank you.
My name is Salvador Rios.
And your number? Your ABC number?
218-119.
Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Supremacy for your revocation hearing regarding a woman-alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on September the 29th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I remember.
And it stated, among other things, on that form that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. They will assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. And they are, to my extreme right, that is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. To my immediate left, that's the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And to his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. And the gentleman that you should see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Rodriguez? Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Rodriguez, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Please tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer after departing your approved place of residence at TLC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, the next working day on about May the 18th, 2016. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stranger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Rodriguez, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing, and we begin phase two by receiving some information from the Department of Corrections. Once we complete this, then we'll come back and talk to you. Then we'll make a decision, that is, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. So at this time, if you will remain quiet, we're going to get some information from Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Rodriguez was released guilty on May 11, 2016. He was arrested on August 17, 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on a suspended warrant status, a misdemeanor failure to appear warrant, and criminal trespass first degree. He was returned back to our custody on September 11, 2017. With 456 in the condits, with a community supervision end date of December 9th of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2014, theft, 1 year. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. With no STG or DNA information noted, prior terms of supervision, 2014, tag as absconder 106 days, arrested on felony possession of dangerous drugs, times two, and drug paraphernalia and resisting arrest. He has a minimal disciplinary history with theft and possession of manufacturing intoxicating substances noted. He has a community risk score of G2V2, and I do have stats and charge attached from Supervising Parole Officer Scott Fleischman, dated Tuesday, October 3rd of 2017. This is offender Salvador Rodriguez, ABC number 288-119, was arrested on August 17th of 17 for a DOC warrant absconding for 454 days, or 56 days, and misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass, which is still pending. That was all.
Okay, thank you so much. So it is still pending. Okay, well, back to you, Mr. Rodriguez. It seemed to me that when you were released, you were supposed to, you were approved, rather, to reside at TLC in Phoenix. How long did you stay at TLC, sir?
I stayed there for 1 week, sir.
And why did you leave after 1 week, sir?
The system they have there is I should have went with, I'm a Christian myself. I should have went with something more of my, they were really, they're Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm not an alcoholic, and I'm not really, I didn't really like the system they had there, so I just stayed off. I just took off, so I wasn't really too enthused with what they had there, you know. They're sort of, I just really didn't agree with the beliefs, so.
And I can appreciate that, sir, but why didn't you report that to your parole officer, and maybe your parole officer would have agreed to give you another opportunity somewhere else where you would have felt comfortable?
The last time, I'm not too fond of how a parole officer works, because I really haven't been able to communicate with one from the time I've been in parole. But the time that I did, I asked the last parole officer in my, in 2015, I believe, and he told me if I don't finish the program, he was going to violate me. So I went back to the same program, and I just wasn't given, I didn't get the same, I got the same results. I just absconded. So I got another rehab I was going to go to if you people were going to let me release me. But this is a Christian-based rehab. It's called Deep Within, and I haven't accepted this letter from it. If that does any good, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to serve my time, but it's up to you people whether you're going to let me, you know. I'm just going with the flow. I'm not really too understand. I don't have no hopes of leaving in any way. I'm just here because you people called me.
Well, let me just ask a couple other questions, sir. One, did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
Any what?
Work.
Yeah, I did.
What were you doing?
I was doing a lot of landscaping, a lot of side jobs with my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, he does renovating houses and fixing houses and flips them. He buys houses and he flips. He does them all. You know, he does the insides and everything. So I was helping him do that. I was doing landscaping on my little side jobs, but other than that, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you had employment, sir, and then that you were referred to the Treatment Assessment Screening Center for your specimen testing for illegal substances. And what? How many you did? You only did one, and that one you turned out to be negative. Why didn't you do any more? I guess you were scunded. I guess you couldn't do any more because you had a scunded on.
You know what? I just went out and I was doing some things that, you know, that wasn't really, I was doing the same thing over again. You know, I was diagnosed with this, it's called this polysubstance abuse disorder, which I'm not trying to take advantage of the situation of being diagnosed with that, but that's what I have on paper, which doesn't make too much sense if they're going to drug test me and things like that. But I'm just used to doing my own thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really used to like taking orders from anybody, so I'm not every time, like, if you can see look at my records, I've counted every time.
Yes, sir.
So,
we're good.
Yeah, that's the last time.
We recognize that, sir. Yeah. And I respect the fact that you want to do everything your way, except that when you're on probation or community supervision, it just does not operate that way. Let me just ask you one other question, sir. For 456 days, what were you actually doing during that 456 days that you absconded, sir?
I was trying to stack some money. I was trying to do things and I was trying to get things in order. But, you know, there's a lot of things out there that are causing different side effects of me not doing that. So,
so you did.
I was trying to go to this rehab. So, and it's called Deep Within. I'm not sure if you heard of it. It's on 91st Avenue in Florida. And they accepted me, and they're ready for me if that be the case. But right now, you know, people, I'm good where I'm at. You know, I thank God that I'm here, and I thank God that you people have brought me here, you know, far away from where I'm at, so I could get rehabilitated and you know, you people house me, you clothe me, and you fed me for a while, and I thank God that you people have done this for me. And there's you know, I could do it. So I could take it from here if you people allow it. If you not, then you can send me back off into, you know, the world. You know, I'm ready for whatever people can throw at me, you know.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, people.
Okay, just hold on for a while. Let me see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. I don't see any question from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we want to give you another opportunity to tell the board anything you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board?
No, I just thank you. I thank you, people, for getting me out of the situation I was in. Just like, you know, the law works the way the law works, and I'm here for a purpose. You know, I'm here to get my body and get everything organized so I can get back into the world again. And I thank you, people, for giving me an opportunity to do that. And I thank you for you know, giving me another chance. And even if you do give me another chance now, you know what I'm saying? You're helping me. And if you don't, I'm still here, and I'm still reestablishing myself back again with God. You know, and that's all. That's all that I could ask for, you know?
Okay, well, you know, I'm so glad to hear that, Mr. Rodriguez, and now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and the board will now make its decision after this discussion what your next steps will be. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Rodriguez is a very interesting person. He's a very intelligent person. But by the same token, he's a very independent person. He wants to do everything his way, and he admits that himself. And that's just not suitable for parole or for community supervision. Of course, he suspended for 456 days. We have no idea what he was doing, whether he was going into criminal ways or not. Therefore, as one board member, I think it would be in his best interest to complete his term so that when he gets out, he can remain independent and do whatever he wants to do. He won't have a parole officer to report to, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Rodriguez did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he absconded for over 450 days, and we have no idea what he was doing. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on December the 9th, 2017. You won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. You'll be free and independent, sir. So we wish you the best, and we hope to never see you again at DOC, sir. Thank you, and God bless you. Your hearings are over, sir, and we hope to. Next time we see you, we'll see you out in the community and not behind the scenes. Thank you, sir. Your hearing is over. So please turn it back over to your 303. Don't hang up. Please don't hang up, sir.
Set the phone down on the table. Set the phone down on the table.